This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Cars. I heard it.
Not for me, you didn't.
Rich, I've got a real serious public service announcement. I'd like to share it with you. It'll take about 3 minutes. Is that okay?
Oh, hey, it's your show, buddy. You share away.
Well, Kia, Hyundai, those two car companies have had some serious, serious problems with their engines failing. And this has made the CNBC, it's the Canadian Broadcasting Network. In class, you can go to YouTube and you can look up recalls, CNBC recalls. You won't believe it. We're talking about millions of vehicles that have been manufactured that are substandard. And in my opinion, it would be design and manufacturing techniques. What happens is these vehicles have airbag failures. They have failures that relate to fluid leaks. The fluid leaks are on the, come down onto the engine, hot engine. And you park your car in your driveway and it catches on fire. Park your car in the garage, it catches on fire. Park your car in the parking garage at work, it catches on fire. The engines seize up while you're driving along the highway. Bang, the connecting rod bearings fail, and the engine seizes up. It's not going to turn anymore. That engine is done, kaput. And so what do these manufacturers do? Well, instead of saying, yeah, this is pretty serious, and we're afraid you're going to get killed, driving one of these substandard Asian vehicles, what we'll do is we're going to put in a sensor. And the sensor is a knock sensor. There are plenty of engines that have knock sensors. Mercedes does. And they use those knock sensors to tell if there's pre-ignition, meaning that the fuel is not of sufficient octane to prevent pre-ignition. Ping, ping, ping. Or detonation, premature detonation within the combustion chamber. Well, they use that kind of a type of a sensor to tell when the connecting rod breaks. Bang. And the engine has just failed. So now what they've done, instead of fixing the problem, they put a knock sensor, on the engine. The dealer does it free, and it tells you your engine just blew up. That is in lieu of fixing the problem. So it's a $5,500 or so problem to replace, not repair, replace the engine, this catastrophic failure. And what I'm telling you is manufacturers, you can't even hold them accountable. And then, of course, this great, big, tall building of, we'll call it the equivalent of the Department of Transportation for Canada. I mean, lots of employees, and they rely on consultants and vendors to figure out what's going on with these defective products, that are on the road. And they say, well, we just don't have the resources. We can't go after all this stuff. So the government can't help you. The factories won't help you. The dealers can't help you. And all they'll do is put a sensor on to tell you, 3, 2, 1, boom, oh, it just blew up. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. So there are plenty of people now, and I'm thinking they're in the tens of thousands at least, that's my guess, of people who have these Hyundais and Kias that have these massive problems. And they're paperweights or they're boat anchors because the engines have blown up. The manufacturers won't settle. The manufacturers are, just hoping that you're just going to give up and sell the vehicle to someone else. And that way they won't have to warranty it. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. Rich, you have been talking for years. There's nobody to call. There's nobody to call.
Is nothing new that we haven't discussed. It's a combination of a bunch of things. Forced obsolescence, we call coined that several years ago, the delegitimization of work, which I've talked about till I'm blue in the face, the term plausible deniability, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a product or service, and giving free lunch to the elite. And the delegitimization of work, people, is the most important. They use a connection of dots for their purposeful agenda. When you demand, when you get certain people, when you do divide and conquer strategies, okay, basically they're looking, the elite are looking for sellouts for their tyrannical, totalitarian, socialist, communist, fascist agenda. So when people burn books, when they censor people, when they arrest dissidents, when they distract with bread and circuses, when they dumb down, like one example's math is racist, when they divide by groups, and I know personally we have given thousands of examples of all this and much more. But see, the delegitimization of work is part of the cancel culture, is part of the new America. It's part of these words that I just mentioned, the sellouts, the tyrannical, totalitarian, fascist system. Basically, when they demand, when certain people, when I say they, it's, you can call it the cabal, you can call it the elite, you can call it the establishment, it's the powers that be, okay? It doesn't matter what term you use. They, what they do is make people feel entitled to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in. So what that does is dilute hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. What that does is doubt value. And then when people, the same people, demand no protection, rights, and restitution on the rule of law for the people who are affected and targeted, that gives carte blanche of basically no check and balances of runaway power. So what do? We change laws via precedents. It's happened everywhere, including, that's why we have lack of voter integrity. That's why we don't have a duly elected president. This is why we have a court system, our judges, who have thrown the people under the bus for their own personal gain. This is why we have a military who doesn't care about oath and duty and honor when there's thousands of pieces of evidence of election and voter fraud and foreign interference. So what we do is we enable and protect the big corporation, the big, most corrupt portions of government, and give them liability immunity, not just destroying capitalism, but enforcing fraud, which used to have no statute of limitations. So we're basically legitimizing illegitimacy and fraud and fascism, which creates more wealth inequality. So what happens? These products and services get passed down to the little people with no accountability. This is what happens when the elite turn the people into followers, into groupthink, because all you want to do is defend your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. These are all connected. And we give free lunch to the elite, and we suffer the divide and conquer strategies, and we get poor, and we have less options because we have allowed and been deceived by this political correct deception. I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face regarding this political correctness. We're literally reaping the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness because people are afraid to be called controversial, racist, bigot, sex misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist, anti-Islamist phobe, because we're afraid to be called those names. They're all connected. Everything has allowed the rule of law to be eliminated, intelligence agencies and rule of law to sell out the little people, to be sold to the highest bidder, to allow the perception to be manufactured of self-importance and self-preservation for the people, the lieutenants, willing to sell out the American people. I mean, on this broadcast alone, I can't think of how many examples we've given of hypocrisies, double standards, and brainwashing. I don't have a calculator that works that high. Oh, by the way, math is racist, so I can't talk about that. We're living a cognitive dissonance reality show where humanity is devolving into stupid, where a lie can reach its full potential with rewards if you're from the right group, but if you ask certain questions from the other group and tell the truth, it becomes illegal. Every example that we mention, whether it be about cars, any product, any service, is digressing, is on a downhill slope. And this all happens because of the, it's all connected, forced obsolescence, delegitimization of work, the plausible deniability, lowering the bars of standards and expectations regarding the rule of law, giving elite free lunch, where in return, we get lack of prosperity, lack of options, and divide and conquer strategies so we create more chaos and infighting and poison us against each other as per the elite. And this is what we have. And it's not going to get better unless people not just wake up, but have the guts and the courage to speak up. In other words, you have to have the guts to be willing to be hated. You remember my PIC acronym, folks? I talked about how this should be the number one criteria for getting a job, and that's especially for government work. And that's the first letter of the acronym PIC is patriotism, a desire for freedom, liberty, justice, the rule of law, the Constitution, pursuing happiness. We can't defend a republic in the name of a reset. Qualifications must matter, hard work, proven results. We should be judged by those standards of how hard we work. And intelligence should be about logic, common sense, transparency, to pass that on to other people and other generation. But it's not just book smarts and grade smarts. It's street smarts. It's foresight smarts. It's nature smarts. We have to have that balance between nature and technology, which we have lost here in America. And probably the most important part is courage, PIC. You can call it guts, call it whatever you want. You got to have, as an American, maybe you have to be a little badass, like some of these sheriffs that are coming forth in red states saying that we have sanctuary counties. Those are the sheriffs that should be patted on the back. You should say thank you. Drop off a $100 bill and give them a gift certificate at the cop shop in your town. Say thank you to these people. We need to be American again. We needed to be hated for telling the truth versus wanting to be loved for blowing smoke up someone's keister. We have to have loyal, open loyalty to our country. And we got to stop passing the buck, which is done so often, not just in big corporate America, but our government. That's what we need. And Vince, if we don't go in that direction, you can do shows 5 days a week on these examples of quality and opportunity and options being reduced for the people. Vince?
Yep. And I've got a specific recommendation on what to do if you've got a Kia or a Hyundai. Actually, two of them very quickly when we come back. And this applies to a lot of different problems that we're having. This is USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. I'm Vin Finelli.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So in the fighting back department, what do you do? And if you've got a vehicle, and this could be any vehicle, not just Kia and Hyundai, but if you have a vehicle with a small engine with these little four bangers with a turbocharger, and the turbocharged engines run hotter because the oil is running through the turbocharger, which is powered by the exhaust, which is, you know, like 1500 degrees. So those engine oils run hotter. And if you look up the oil change frequency recommended by Kia and Hyundai, you'll find that 7500 miles is typical for a four-cylinder, little tiny four-cylinder engine in these vehicles. If it were mine, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but if it were mine, I would consider this. And don't blame me if you have, if your engine blows up, because these are substandard engines. What I would do is I would change the oil using full synthetic oil, name brand oil, full synthetic, and they recommend 5W20 or 5W30. Five means five winter. It acts, the oil acts as a viscosity of SAE5 in the winter, and 20, which is thicker in the summer. I would move to 5W30. It's a little thicker in the summer, and that's the problem, or one of the problems. You want more oil protection. So I would use 5W30 if it were mine. Okay, I'm not telling you what to do, and don't blame me if it blows up. Also, I would not change my oil every 7,500 miles. I would change it at the latest every 5,000. Now, we service these vehicles, these particular brands, and we recommend strongly to the owners of them 5,000 mile oil changes maximum. Absolutely do not exceed it. and they have not blown up yet. So that's what we do. We use 5W-30, not 5W-20. 5W-20, in my opinion, is too thin, and the reason that the automobile manufacturers recommend a thinner weight oil, like 520 instead of 5W-30, is because they can get like just a fraction of a percent better miles per gallon, because it's easier to push thinner oil through the engine than it is to push a little bit thicker oil through the engine. But a little bit thicker oil has more lubricating ability and can sustain higher engine temperatures. So those are my thoughts. Also, make sure you use a top quality oil filter and drip all the oil out of the engine. Let it drain overnight. Don't bring it to the Chinese factory outlet for an oil change and have one of their fully trained engineers change your oil, because they may damage your car, and we've seen it over and over and over. So do it yourself. Those are my thoughts. By the way, we're not taking calls today. Rich is with us, so no calls today. Thank you. Rich, any quick comments about what I just said to preserve the life of your hard-earned vehicles?
Well, I don't disagree. It's different depending on the machinery, too. Like my generator, I'll use a 5W. I'll change viscosity in the winter versus summer for my generator because it's outside, and it's easier to have to do that. But, you know, keep in mind, with everything that's happening today, you can see the trends, because I look at math, I look at trends, we've talked about in great detail and specificity about robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, where there's less people involved, and that's synonymous to more liability, immunity. So expect these trends to continue, where there's not going to be any accountability at the end of this rainbow, folks, just so you know. Vince?
Yeah, I was thinking about all these problems and what do you do. And I guess if I had an engine that blew up, I would find out where the board of directors live for the corporation. I'd go visit them. You know, if they were, you know, within a few hundred miles, I'd literally go visit them. And I'd put a note on their door, and, you know, when the security guard tells me to take a hike, I say, well, I just need to leave a note and just tell them I'll be back. I just want to say hi. And, you know, maybe we can have a cup of coffee and talk about my car and all the problems I'm having. So, and then if enough people do that, these guys will be terrified. And then the board of directors will go to the CEO, and the CEO will be directed to fix the problem. That's how it works. So, and if you look at what happens, if you look at the White House, there's fence after fence after fence with armed guards with machine guns on top of the roof, right? Cameras everywhere. And you're not getting into the White House. You're not getting into the governor's mansion. The mayor doesn't want to talk to you. Mayors are now, their offices are in the police stations. They're surrounded by the police because they don't want to talk to us. They want to tell us what to do, but they don't want to be responsible. And you look at guys like Andrew Cuomo. What an embarrassment. Where is Lucille? Lucille, where are you? Where are these fathers of these young women who have been abused by these powerful men who want to take advantage of them? Where is Lucille? We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate will start debating President Biden's bloated $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill this week. Democrats have now backed down from an effort to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. Senate debate on the COVID-19 bill could begin as early as Wednesday. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's health department director is set to receive a $156,000 payout after his sudden resignation in January. His departure still has not been explained. Former Michigan State Health Department Director Robert Gordon also signed a confidentiality agreement in the interest of protecting deliberations among government officials. Republican leaders are calling it a cash payoff to be quiet. Ted Goodman with the Michigan GOP said, Michigan taxpayers deserve to know the circumstances. Actor Will Smith is considering running for office at some point in the near future while appearing on a podcast release Monday night. I absolutely have an opinion. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Well, it was close, but no cigar. NASCAR's Tyler Riddick finished second at Homestead Miami Speedway last weekend, but wanted more out of his number 8 Chevrolet.
It's a good night considering how the first two weekends have went, but I need to get this Cheddar Scratch Kitchen Chevy to Victory Lane, because if I would have gotten a lot of people in America free chicken tenders on Monday night. But, yeah, once I really saw how fast we were in clean air at the end there, and I saw how fast we were catching everybody, beyond frustrating, just two or three different decisions on a restart would have put me miles ahead and I would have been within reach. So, yeah, second's great, but I saw how much faster I was than those guys there at the end, so naturally it's frustrating.
NASCAR is in Southern Nevada this weekend at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Sunday's Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube, starts at 3:30 p.m. on Fox. The NIT basketball tournament is moving this year. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
And with the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament being moved to a single location, another postseason tournament is following suit. The National Invitation Tournament announced Monday that it will hold its entire event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when it begins later this month. The tournament will also downsize its field, shrinking to 16 teams from the usual 32. The semifinals and championship game have traditionally been held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. First held in 1938, the NIT has more recently become associated as the postseason tournament for teams that didn't make the NCAA field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
My apologies, class. I tried to take copious notes during the bottom of the hour news to give you a concise recap of what the NASCAR driver said, but it was so convoluted that I couldn't sum up the salient points of his dribble. Rich Eben, back to you.
Well, thanks. You know, you were talking, and I just want to make a quick comment on you breaking out Lucille for the lack of accountability in today's production and services industry, and that should be the case for everything. We've talked about this before. There's no accountability. You know, just like with illegal immigration, which is most people's number one issue today, where Biden is basically opening up the floodgates, has nothing to do with what gender someone is, what gender they identify as, what shade of skin pigmentation. Is that when we talk about vetting, it has to do with crime background, has to do with drug background, has to do with pedophilia trafficking background, has to do with skill sets, you know, that type of thing. That's what people are very concerned of. So how we need to go about this is the people, because the rule of law is not helping. They're all bought and paid for. Look at the Supreme Court. They're just government workers getting a huge paycheck for doing absolutely nothing. They're 100% bought and paid for, blackmailed, or threatened. 100%. So what we need to do is when people come here, this is just an example of the Lucille, okay? The people, when there's an illegal immigrant that comes in, the judges and the lawyers involved, especially in those particular states who allow these people to come in, the people need to do a citizen's arrest and try them. Same thing with Big Pharma. How come billions of vaccine damage, billions of dollars? I talked about this with the secret courts. This is all stuff from published articles in the public domain. I don't make anything up. Well, how come only 5% get benefits or beneficiaries of these courts for all the damage done to their families for vaccines? People, we're being played, we're being conned, we're being used. We are allowing the corrupt system, the mafia of the corrupt system, to have protection from the rule of law with liability immunity. It's up to the people to arrest these people because the judges are bought and paid for. How many articles has the alternative media given about the FBI and the DOJ? I think I have one or two I want to discuss today regarding that no one does their job. They have all sold out to the highest bidder. Well, Vince, if it's okay with you, I'd like to discuss news and current articles, if I may, please.
Yeah, absolutely. I just have one quick question for you. In this discussion of the news, will you be covering Petaluma, California, banning more gas stations, meaning you can't build a new gas station in Petaluma, California? Are you going to be talking about that?
I wasn't, only because I have so much information, but I did read that article, and I think if you want to discuss that, absolutely, because since Biden came in, we have discussed, I have given those articles in previous weeks where natural gas, gasoline, diesel, coal, basically everything is almost being purged and prices are going up because of the so-called quotas of green energy. And that's where we're going, folks, because it's not about freedom. It's not about jobs. It's not about controlling your own destiny. It's about depopulation. It's about forced austerity. It's about eliminating free market, supply and demand, crashing the economy, all the things that we've talked about. Vince, you want to discuss that quickly before I move on?
Sure. Just very quickly, class, because I think it's important. Why? Because a stake has been put in the ground, a line has been drawn. Petaluma, California, they are going to ban more gas stations. So if you decide you want to open up a business and plant a gas station in Petaluma, California, forget it. They say they've got 16 of them, and they've got 60,000 population there. They've got plenty of gas stations, according to the city government. And they've decided that it's only a five-minute drive from wherever you might be to the closest gas station. Now, that's assuming that you'd want to buy gas there. But what if you don't want to buy gas there? What if that's the highest-priced gas station and the lowest-priced gas station is a half hour away? They haven't taken that into account. The other thing is they're saying that this is fostering electric vehicles. Yeah, it is. It is. So now we have the city government kind of pushing you into an electric vehicle because they're going to restrict the number of gas stations. They're encouraging electric charging stations to be added to gasoline, fossil fuel type gas stations, but they are not allowing you to build a new gas station to sell liquid fuel, only electric, you know, electricity. This is a problem for me. And what if you happen to have an investment? Let's say, oh, I don't know, how much is a vehicle on average worth? Let's say your average old clunker is worth 15 grand. What if you have an investment in that, or you have a new pickup truck that you spent $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 for, and you find out, you know, in a few years you can't get fuel at a gas station in the city you're trying to drive through because they pulled them all out? What they're doing, in my opinion, is they are accepting bribes from the electric utility industry, so in favor of electric charging stations rather than gasoline fuel. That's a big problem for me. Electricity is not going to cut it. Class, there's not enough electricity being generated, nor does the grid have capacity to switch over to electric vehicles. It's not here, and it's not going to be here. This is nuts. And so these people who allegedly are representing your interests are not. So what do? So you avoid going to places like Petaluma, California. You tell the merchants, listen, I'd love to stop at your sub sandwich shop, your restaurant, or whatever you... I can't because of your government. We called for a national boycott of Sparta, Missouri, because they had a police department that was out of control. And you know what? People said, Vinny, are you trying to burn down the city? Are you telling people to boycott the barbershop, everything because of the police? Yes. Yes. So when the city government goes out of control, what you do is you either visit them at their homes, or you talk to the merchants and you say, I'm not going to spend my money here because your city government's out of control. And then the merchants beat up the city government and say, what are you guys doing? You're killing us. That's how it works. Rich?
Yeah, absolutely. And since you went on the subject of energy, I'll just start with some articles on that. First article is Joe Biden pledges himself to Operation Lockstep's goal of cutting off U.S. power. Now, for those of you who think I make these articles up, I try very hard to always mention my disclaimer. These are all published articles in the public domain. I try to use objective facts. I try not to use subjective emotional opinion or speculation or hearsay or rumors and gossip and first-hand or second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand information. I try to verify published articles that have credibility, okay? And here's an article just to follow up with that. Joe Biden rescinds Trump order banning Chinese involvement in the U.S. power grid. Look what happened to Texas, people, where they had in order not to go beyond 60% of capacity because of political correctness, because of the green energy quota. Can you imagine now? Did you hear this article? Let me repeat that again. Biden rescinds Trump order banning Chinese involvement in the U.S. power grid. And I've mentioned articles similar to this in the past. What this means, folks, is we're handing over the keys to our enemies who are buying our country on the U.S. power grid. I want you to wrap your head around that. That's the translation. See, this is why the powers that be want submissive conformity. And as long as we decide not to say anything, because you're afraid to be called racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, you know, I know I try to be a little funny there, but it's true. As long as we keep kowtowing to a manufactured perception of an ideology that doesn't exist, there's going to be more units of measure of despair. Just look at everything from suicide to homicide to pedophilia to debt loads, lack of savings, lack of opportunity based only on what group you're in. So hard work, effort, proven results, and qualification mean nothing. More divide and conquer strategies, more elimination of rights. This is what happens when we don't speak up, people. And it's not going to get any better. I mean, here we've allowed literally federal... I mean, we don't even have elections anymore. This is zero election integrity. There is no consumer confidence or trust in this system. It's about as low as you can get as far as future prosperity and opportunity. Because we're seeing a consolidation of power, money, and control. When you live in a country where there's no more merit for advancement based on what group you're in, and they keep throwing more divide-and-conquer strategies. And the only advancement comes from the tattletales and the snitches who's willing to sell out your fellow Americans for their wealth. When you see the when the whole world sees election heists in our country, election fraud, when it's so overwhelming and obvious, and they can see that we no longer have a rule of law or our Constitution and Bill of Rights mean nothing, when free speech is gone, do you think anybody listening to this show, this broadcast, is going to be beneficiaries of what's coming? No. Basically, we're going to have no representation, no freedom, no liberty, no justice, no democracy, no rule of law, no protection under that rule of law, no rights and restitution. That's called a banana republic. And I want to remind you what we used to call banana republic not that many years ago when we were talking about other studies, other countries. That was a failed state. That's what we called it. A failed state. So, next
article. I've got a comment. I've got a quick comment.
Sure.
When years ago, when you and I had jobs, I'm talking like, you know, 80s, 90s, that kind of thing. Probably you in the 90s, me in the 80s. I haven't had a job since 1989. But, you know, the bank that I worked for was a large bank. And we were competing with J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citibank, Boney, which is Bank of New York, for Chicago, etc. And my job was in the computer department. My job was to make our computers better than J.P. Morgan's, Chase, Citi, Boney, for Chicago, etc. So we would have a competitive advantage. And maybe the boss would say, wow, Vinny did a really good job. And Rich did a really good job. And let's recognize them, you know, next time promotions or raises are considered. That's what it used to be like, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't it like that?
Well, absolutely. It was called merit-based. It was called qualifications. It was called hard work, effort, per result. Absolutely.
Right. So that's what we did, and that's why we rose through our corporations, because they said, Rich is really doing a good job. Let's, you know, let's give him an attaboy. Let's give him a raise. Let's promote him, etc. Until it started to fall apart when they said, wait a minute, Rich doesn't have dreadlocks. And he doesn't, you know... I think we're short on guys and gals with dreadlocks, so we're gonna have to shuffle who gets what. And you know, I'm just using that as an example. It could be skin color.
Power grid failures and natural disasters—they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203. 4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I just went into the kitchen, top off some coffee, and I got the message from the family that call came in, and I can get my COVID vaccine. They've got one for me. Can you imagine that? Next step is going to be, I mean, if this progresses, I guess the next step would be we get a call saying, we're coming to your house because we know where you are, and you will get the vaccine. I mean, isn't that the next step, Rich? I'm not getting
it. Yeah, it's pretty scary. I mean, I wasn't pulling any punches when I said that it's not a left-right paradigm. It really is an authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist, corrupt, tyrannical communist insurrection that we're seeing in front of our eyes. I mean, this is why there's no consumer confidence or trust in the system. You know, when everybody and every institution at the highest levels has been bought and paid for, blackmailed, or threatened, what we're really doing is spitting on the graves of over a million combat soldiers who gave their life for our freedoms and liberties. Vince, if it's okay with you, I got lots of news. Is it okay if I start racing through some of this stuff?
You bet.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next article. I love the title. Joe Obama and Pelosi present $1.9 trillion bailout bill under auspices of COVID relief. Now, basically what this means, folks, this is when they talk about the Pelosi payoffs, basically it means it's code or translated into money laundering and paybacks for favors and graft. And we talked about the Ayn Rand quotes many times in the past. Basically, 9% only is going to COVID health spending. That's really easy math. Oh, pardon me, math is racist. I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to take a chance. 91% is going to Planned Parenthood bailouts for the blue states like New York and California, the unions, the arts. You really need to read these articles. I mean, what we're really doing is this COVID crisis is replacing the housing banking crisis of 2008 and giving favors to the big boys. You know, it's just like, remember all the too big to fail, too big to jail, the big corporations, the big banks? Well, not only like zombie companies, A zombie company is basically defined as a company that can't even pay their interest on their own debt. So all these companies, and the banks especially, not only are they being artificially manipulated and kept alive, but they're also giving record bonuses to their people via taxpayer money. Keep in mind, we the people pay for everything via taxes and inflation, and we're getting hit hard. And of course, a lot of this stuff goes under the table to unions, to PACs, to special interests, the whole works. It really is appalling, the crime in our face that's happening against we the people. All right, next article. Microsoft and Intel and Adobe team up to eliminate human knowledge that halt all questions under the guise of stopping disinformation. Let me translate that for you. Basically, you're not supposed to listen to the alternative media. The powers that be are going to tell you what to think, what to say, how to do it, who to be with, when to go out, what to say, everything. That's basically what that means. Next. Joe Biden holds presser on COVID vaccine. Stunning. Only 669 people are watching, but yet this guy got 81 million votes. Yes, I am reading the key points on this article. This man got 81 million votes for president, the most ever, but no one ever watches him. No one goes to his rallies. No one listens to him, but he got 81 million votes. You betcha. Yeah, we all believe that. Next. Virginia College president suspends entire team for kneeling, forfeits important game. That's actually good news, folks. When you see our sheriffs sticking up for a Second Amendment, when you see college presidents sticking up for the rule of law, for the Bill of Rights, for the Constitution, for our military, especially the million-plus combat soldiers who died for our freedoms, you need to go to these people, shake their hand and say thank you. You need to donate to their few schools of people who have the guts to do this. And because I'm looking at the time here, I got to move on. Ted Cruz says, quote, criminals, murderers, and rapists that are entering on Biden's most radical immigration plan proposed in history. And the people, we the people, I read these articles, they're very concerned. Now, I'm going to just read some of the things that was mentioned out of one state from the L.A. Times. Keep in mind, this is the L.A. Times that admitted to all this, and this is just one state. In fact, probably one county, most of this information. 40% of all workers in L.A. County, 10.2 million people, are working for cash and not paying taxes. This is because they are predominantly illegal immigrants working with a green card. Even Donald Trump said that. Of course, he was correct. Now, it's not just 10 million, 15 million people like the powers that be say we have for illegal immigrants. From my math and my observation and what I read, it's probably more like 30 to 40 million illegal immigrants in this country. And I will finish the Los Angeles Times quotes when we come back after this break. We appreciate you being here. Thanks, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.